This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. The Lee Fire is now the fifth largest wildfire in Colorado history. It's burning more than 180 square miles across Rio Blanco and Garfield counties. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg spoke to residents in the small town of Meeker, which was threatened by the fire.
On almost every block, homemade signs thank firefighters still hard at work. Katie Conrado, born and raised in Meeker, is grateful her home and her town were saved, but also...
I'm heartbroken.
Devastated for the local ranchers who've lost everything, and for the surrounding grasslands and mountains burnt beyond recognition.
I will never see the land in the same condition it was as I've always known it, as I've known it my whole life.
I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And new evacuations for the Lee Fire have been issued in Garfield County, northwest of Rifle. The adobe building at Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site near La Junta may have gotten a reprieve. The National Park Service recently sent a letter to the State Historic Preservation Office saying the fort is eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. That's a reversal from a previous letter sent earlier this year. The two agencies say they'll work together to determine what comes next. Due to severe structural damage, the fort is currently accessible only during guided ranger tours. History Colorado is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It is 6:06.